Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the show. Hey, so glad you're joining us here on this fall day, wherever you are. Hopefully you're having a wonderful day.
Over the years, one of the questions that everybody asks in the spiritual community is, how do you answer the call of your spiritual self and nourish the soul while also meeting your material needs? How many times have you heard that? Well, can conscious reflection on our lives help us attain the wisdom that will make life's journey more pleasant? Mm. Well, we've got a resource for you. It's a new book. It's called The Necktie and the Jaguar. And it's really a thought-provoking memoir that offers the insight of a master in Carl Greer. Now, Carl is a businessman, philanthropist, and retired Jungian analyst. You can find out more by going to carlgreer.com. That's CarlGreer.com. This is a book that Brenda and I recommend. It's called The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer.
Yeah, don't miss out on that one, folks. Also want to remind you that Danielle Gibbons, who channels Mother Mary, well, Mother Mary is doing a retreat in December. It's going to be a wonderful opportunity to attend. It's 4 days. And just know, if you can't attend it, it's online, that it's going to be recorded. You can register by going to BelovedPublications.com. That's BelovedPublications.com. And also keep in mind, the minute you register, Mother starts to shift your energy and prepare you for the upcoming retreat. So sounds amazing. We love it. It's going to be a lot of fun and really, really beautiful work that she does.
Right. Well, since it's fall, leaves are happening, except on the ground.
Yeah. So leave the leaves if you can, folks, because many wildlife species use the leaf layer as their primary habitat. It provides food for wildlife, creatures like earthworms and millipedes, and it increases fertility of your soil. So take that into consideration. Instead of raking everything spotless, nature is messy for a reason.
Yeah, hey, and we've been noticing those fuzzy little caterpillars.
Yes.
You know, they look pretty fuzzy this
year.
So isn't that supposed to be, it's going to be a chilly year?
Supposed to be. We'll see.
So stay tuned on that one, and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk. So our guest today, Mark Anthony, as of today, has evolved from psychic lawyer to psychic explorer in his newest book, The Afterlife Frequency. And we'll find out how he put his psychic mediumship to work to examine the true makeup of our soul. Quite an exploration, and it's coming up next, right here on Conscious Talk. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
And thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today, because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. As you guessed, that listener is you.
Well, today we have one of our special people as our special guest. He's an old friend of the show, and that is Mark Anthony. Now, you've known him as in the past as a psychic lawyer, and as Benny mentioned, he has evolved. We're calling him now the psychic explorer, and for good reason. He has an amazing new book out called The Afterlife Frequency. It's the scientific proof of spiritual contact and how that awareness will change your life. We know already it is zooming to the top of the charts. Mm-hmm. And well, we're going to hear more because we've got Mark here with us. Mark, welcome back.
Thank you, Rob. Thank you, Brenda. It's such an honor to be back on the show with you. And hi, Benny.
So, Mark, kind of give us a quick overview of your psychic mediumship. When you discovered that, at what age, how did you know? Do you have any family history with this? Kind of give us an overview.
The psychic ability is in my DNA. And I'm not joking about that, because it runs on both sides of my family for generations. And I've tracked it back into the 1890s on both my mother's and father's sides of the family. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, Brenda, my dad was a Navy SEAL and a NASA engineer. So he was a real no-nonsense guy. My mother worked as a commercial illustrator for a department store, and she was in fashion design. And so it's not like, you know, we had a neon sign in the window saying, come get fortune telling, you know, that was totally not our family. Yeah. But it appears to be what's known as a recessive genetic trait, which means that it can skip a generation or two. Mm-hmm. It's like being left-handed. You know, whether or not you're right-handed or left-handed is a genetic predisposition. Mm-hmm. And it's the same thing with other abilities, athletic prowess, you know, scientific ability, musical ability. You have it, and it runs in the family. Mm-hmm. And when both parents have that recessive trait, then the likelihood of one of the children having it increases exponentially, and that child happened to be me. And so at the ripe old age of 3 and a half, I started talking to my invisible friends, except that mommy and daddy could see who I was talking to.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and I remember mom going, oh, he's got it, and dad saying, oh,
he's got it.
Good God, he's got it.
Well, look, we always encourage people to go back and listen to some of the past shows that we've done with you, because we have talked about your other books, Never Letting Go and Evidence of Eternity. This new one is a little different, because you are really getting into some analytics here. You're exploring our connection to spirit and to spirits. Now, you're a medium. And we've often said about many things that, we all have a capability, but not necessarily are we all, capable of being mediums, as you've just discussed. But we are all curious about, this search for what's beyond. We've been that way throughout human history. So why have we failed to understand spiritual contact is really part of our human experience?
Rob, I couldn't agree more. And what's really the anomaly here is that contact with spirits, and this is nothing new, this has been documented since the dawn of recorded history. I mean, you look at any ancient civilization, the Egyptians, the Babylonians, the Greeks, the Native Americans, the Chinese, the Hindus, I mean, you go on and on and on. And there's always discussions of encounters with spirits. And I think that the reason that people fail to embrace it is for two reasons. Fear is one of them, and the other is religion. And I'm not knocking religions, but what happens is the teachings of the great spiritual teachers are fairly consistent about peace, love, understanding. But when people get involved and use religions as a moral justification for control and for an extension of their own ego-driven agendas or political agendas, you know, whether it's a Roman emperor, a Chinese emperor, a Hindu warlord, or what have you, that's when things get very, very perverted. And then it turns into, you can only get to God through our dogma, our scripture, our clerics. And so they tend to reject mediums, because we're telling people, well, you have a direct connect to God. And I'm not saying don't go to church, don't go to temple, don't go to, mosque or whatever, but we all have a direct connection. And so I think religion's part of it. Fear is another one, because people fear what they don't understand. Mm-hmm. And certainly death scares people, and rightly so. Mm-hmm. I mean, someone you love simply dies, and then you think that they have disintegrated into nothingness, and the fear once again overtakes you, and the notion that it is possible, and it is actually natural, not supernatural, but natural, and normal, not paranormal, but normal, that we can receive messages from the spirits of our deceased loved ones.
Yeah. Yeah, the fact is we are, right? All of the time receiving them, it's just, I mean, they're sending them. We're just
not paying it.
We don't have the awareness, I guess.
Exactly. And see, my book, The Afterlife Frequency, I wanted to write something that nobody else has.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, because a lot of the books, you know, by mediums, and with all due respect to my colleagues, it's basically a different version of the same thing, you know, and then when you get into the near-death experience researchers and the survival of consciousness researchers, it tends to be very clinical. And the different forms of spirit communication, which could be a direct visitation, you know, perhaps you catch a glimpse of a loved one out of your peripheral vision.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have a dream that feels very, very real, or you have a coherent conversation with a loved one who's passed, or you have the contact through a medium, or you have a near-death experience, or you have a shared death experience where someone who is actively dying and people in close physical proximity to that person start to see the spirits that person's interacting with,
mm-hmm.
and maybe even get caught up in part of what that person is experiencing as they're in the transition from this world to the other side. And what I found, Brendan, Rob, is that there is a commonality between all of them. They should not, these different forms of spirit communication have traditionally been compartmentalized. It's like a salad bar, okay? NDEs are over here, mediumships over there, you know, don't mix them.
Yeah.
Yeah, right.
And the truth is that they're all based on sound scientific principles of frequency alignment and energy transfer. And so that's what I've done in The Afterlife Frequency, is explain how we as corporeal human beings are able to raise our brainwave frequency to achieve an alignment with the afterlife frequency, and thereby receive and perceive messages from spirits.
Mm. That's a great explanation, Mark, and so many people, I feel, need to hear that information and really take it in and sit with it so they understand that there really is no reason to fear the afterlife. And we're going to get into, I have a couple of kind of out of the blue questions for you when we come back about that, because there is some confusion about quote-unquote negative spirits as opposed to higher-level spirits, and whether all people leave this plane when they die, because there are disembodied spirits around, and you can address all of that when we come back. We're here with Mark Anthony. He is called now the Psychic Explorer. You probably knew him as the Psychic Lawyer. His website, afterlifefrequency.com. And the book that we're talking to him about and exploring with him today is called The Afterlife Frequency, The Scientific Proof of Spiritual Contact and How That Awareness Will Change Your Life.
Well, we want to remind you to stay tuned. We have this whole hour with Mark Anthony, and we're going to come back after these messages, and we will toward the end of the show talk about this event he's got coming up mm-hmm. on October 30th.
Yeah, you want to stay tuned
for
that.
Halloween, as they Woo-hoo! Say. Yeah, and it's going to be an online event, so stay tuned. We'll tell you about that, and we'll be right back.
Staying healthy has never been more important. And Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract, maker of premier heart and immune health products, is leading the way to better health with a groundbreaking new formula, Kyolic Omega AGE. Kyolic Omega AGE combines the cardiovascular power of Kyolic's best-selling organically grown aged garlic extract with sustainably sourced fish oil and a synergistic blend of the nutrients, vitamins D3, K2, E, and B6, 9, and 12, that have been clinically shown to support heart, bone, and immune health, all in one supplement. providing you with a comprehensive and convenient way to take your health to the next level. So check off all of those individual supplements from your shopping list and get Kyolic Omega AGE for heart, bone, and immune health today. Look for Kyolic Omega AGE at fine natural health retailers near you. Learn more at Kyolic.com. That's Kyolic.com. Stay healthy. Live better.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels, since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed. Maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive immune formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Conscious Talk. Radio that rocks the soul.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. More than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing.
Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacyn, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacyn medical device.
Giving local voices a chance to shine. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk. And today, as always, you know, we have somebody who's been out there doing really interesting work and who's willing to share it with us. And that's our old friend Mark Anthony. Not that he's old, you know, but he's been on the show a lot and over the years, because he has been really exploring, you know, that greater question of the afterlife. And he's had the experience as a medium, so he knows from what he's talking about, but he is now connecting it up to real science. Now, Mark, that was one of the things I wanted to ask you, because look, spirituality seems to be on the rise, at least the interest in it, and as well as interest in quantum physics. Everything is quantum these days, you know, even though a lot of people don't understand some of that. But you bring up something new, which is called the electromagnetic soul. EMS.
Yes, so, and how does that relate to what I asked earlier about what I call disembodied entities, or is there a connection?
So the electromagnetic soul is the building block for understanding all of the above and all the various forms of spirit communication. And after years of research, because when I was practicing law, I was a prosecutor, criminal defense attorney, and civil trial attorney, and I specialized in head injury and brain injury cases. So I've been studying the human brain for years. And then when I was working with mediumship, and then I started studying quantum physics, I realized this is all interrelated. Mm. And all the great belief systems hold that the soul, the spirit, who and what we are, pre-exists the body, comes into the body, and then moves on after the body dies. And we know from the laws of thermodynamics and physics that energy is neither created nor destroyed, only transferred from one form to another. Neuroscience, being the field of science that studies the human brain, we know that the human body has an electrical field, and that the most powerful electrical system in the body is the heart, because it's a pump, and it's like cranking 24/7. It has to, or we don't. But the brain is the most sophisticated electrical system in the human body. And that the brain has an electrical field. And I go into a very lengthy explanation in the afterlife frequency, but what we have discovered, those of us who study near-death experiences, survival of consciousness, and spirit communication, is that the electromagnetic energy that is in our that is housed in our brain is our soul, our consciousness. So I developed the term the electromagnetic soul to bridge faith and science, that's what we really are. We are pure consciousness, which is eternal electromagnetic energy. Mm-hmm. And the scientist who wrote the foreword for the afterlife frequency, Dr. Gary Schwartz, he called me up and he says, Mark, I love this. I'm using it. I'm going to call it the EMS. Okay.
Yeah, right.
and he studies psychology, parapsychology, physics, surgery. I mean, he's the head of all these departments at the University of Arizona, which is one of the foremost institutions on the planet for studying the afterlife and survival of consciousness. And so this term's already being embraced by the scientific community, because that's what we are. We are a coherent spiritual quantum electromagnetic field, which means that when we die, our brain our brain may stop functioning, but our brain's like a hard drive, computer hard drive. You know, your computer hard drive didn't create Windows 10, which I understand Windows 11 is coming. Okay?
Yeah, right.
But your computer didn't suddenly create Windows 11. It is merely the hosting device. It's the same thing with our brain. Our brain is the hosting device for the electromagnetic soul. And so when we die, the electromagnetic soul, think of it like a drop of water that then plunges into this eternal sea of consciousness. In other words, it interconnects now with this vast, if not infinite, array of other souls and becomes part of what I have referred to as the collective consciousness. Mm-hmm. And so we never die, but we maintain our individuality. Mm.
Very fascinating.
Yeah. Well, and so look, we've always been limited when it comes to, the quote paranormal, which we're now calling normal. We've always been limited by our measuring devices. And so as soon as I read, electromagnetic soul, that made me think, okay, and we're talking frequency, maybe someday we'll actually be able to measure it in a way, other than through mediumship. Is that something that you see as a possibility?
No, absolutely. A lot of the cynics and the skeptics will say, well, if this EMS existed, why don't they just pick it up on a QEEG, a quantitative electroencephalogram, or an EEG, and an electroencephalogram. Well, those devices are wonderful diagnostic tools for medical purposes, but they're not designed to tune into these higher resonances, these higher frequencies. And in fact, we just mentioned Dr. Gary Schwartz. This is one of the things that he is actually working on. It's called the Soul Phone Project. And I've been in his laboratory and I've seen it. I'm not at liberty to discuss what I've seen because I had to sign an NDA. But let me tell you something. Thomas Edison, over 100 years ago, was the first inventor, scientist, who believed that technology could be developed sophisticated enough to detect spirits. And he died before he could complete his work on that. Well, Dr. Schwartz has taken this leaps and bounds. And so within the 21st century, I believe that we will have technology other than mediums that will be able to tune into, you know, this higher resonance, this frequency, this afterlife frequency.
So, Mark, talking about the electromagnetic soul theory that you have, we know it applies to humans, but does it also apply to animals?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, what would heaven be without our four-legged feathered and furry friends, you know?
Yeah.
And that's not just, winging the prayer. It's kind of a human arrogance that only humans have souls. The truth is, anything that's alive has an EMS, because an energy field is making that alive, and energy is neither created nor destroyed, only transferred from one form to another. And I've done close to, if not over, 15,000 readings I've read 15,000 people, which means hundreds of thousands of spirits. And a lot of times, animals come through during the communication. Mm-hmm. I had one reading where 24 spirits came through. It was 21 people, two dogs, and Rusty the horse. And because I remember this big, beautiful horse, I saw this image, and it was like real friendly. And I said, this rust-colored horse, really sweet. And this lady goes, that was Rusty. And at the end of the reading, I go, God, that was a lot of spirits for one session. She said, well, I had 11 brothers and sisters, and half of them are on the other side. And she had a really big family. So, of course, they wanted to show up and talk to her and send her messages. Mm-hmm. So animals come through quite a bit. I've communicated with dogs, cats, horses, bunnies, birds, gerbils, hamsters, even a bear one time. That was rather interesting.
Wow.
Yeah, so definitely animals. And my belief is that any being that is capable of the emotion of love is capable of spirit communication. So I've yet to communicate with an alligator or a snake, and honestly, I'm okay with that.
Yeah, right. Yeah, well, and
they would be just fine.
We know you're in Florida, too, so, whatever.
So what about when you communicate, and we got a couple minutes before break, what happens when a person is murdered or you're talking to someone who did a murder? What happens then?
Oh, I've done several readings on both counts, so both the victim and the perpetrator, and it's fascinating. Is way too clinical. Let's call it. It's very emotionally draining. But when a spirit comes through, even though they may have been a murderer, even may have been a psychopath in this world, they're not on the other side. Mm-hmm. I mean, they come through and they retain the memories and personality traits so that they can be identified. Because if everyone came through playing harps and, floating around, Italian wine, it'd be like, whatever. Or, it's a Michelangelo painting, not the reality. But because psychopathology, mentally ill, and these other types of vicious behavior patterns are all issues with the brain. And people tend to confuse the brain with consciousness. Mm-hmm. The brain does not create the EMS. It only hosts it, so that when free of the malfunctioning brain, the EMS reverts to a purely energetic state, and they're aware of what they've done, but they're not like evil on the other side.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, good. I'm glad you delineated that for us.
Right. Well, part of the, in your book, The Afterlife Frequency, and folks, you can find out more by going to afterlifefrequency.com. We've been talking about scientific proof and scientific approaches, and there's just, a raft of that in the book. And that's a play on words, because you have a concept in the book called raft: recognize, accept, feel, and trust. And so when we come back from this break, I want you to connect that up with how this awareness of the afterlife and the guidance that might be there can change our lives, because that is the down-to-earth practicality we like to hook up with. So, folks, stay tuned. We have more with Mark Anthony.
Mom, can I have some Fry?
Sure, honey.
Thanks, Mom.
You know what that is? That's the sound of my child thanking me for giving her something that's actually good for her teeth. Spry Gum is part of the Spry Dental Defense System, a complete line of oral care products made with 100% xylitol, the all-natural sweetener with proven dental benefits. So when we're at home, my whole family uses Spry toothpaste and mouthwash to help strengthen our teeth and reduce the risk of tooth decay. And when we're on the go, I just throw some Spry Gum and mints right into my bag. My kids love it, and I love that it's all natural. No sugar, no aspartame, or any other chemicals. Just think of that. I reward my kids for taking care of their teeth at home by giving them gum and mints on the go that are good for their teeth. Visit SpryDental.com or ask for Spry by name at your local health food store. You can also ask your dentist about Spry and make sure your mouth is receiving all the benefits of 100% xylitol products.
At Vitamin Shoppe, Sprouts, Kroger, and most natural product retailers. Find a retailer near you at clear.com.
There's great benefit to raising consciousness in your environment. You feel a higher sense of well-being, sleep and meditate more deeply, boost your natural healing ability, increase focus, concentration, and creativity. You can have these results in your living and working space with Focused Life Force Energy Innovations. Experience Focused Life Force Energy for yourself in a free 15-day trial with no strings attached. To apply, go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage. Rob and I are on this program and loving it. We feel more joy and happiness, a higher sense of well-being, and we're sleeping better. And we've also noticed our animals are more playful and energetic. Make your home a healing sanctuary or take the good feelings, high consciousness energy with you on your cell phone with the FLFE program. Don't forget to get your free trial today at ConsciousTalk.net in the Conscious Partners section.
More than a conversation. Conscious Talk Radio. It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power PH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then you'll be amazed on how Power PH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power PH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power PH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA. BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, PowerPH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference PowerPH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes but don't know how? Conscious Talk Radio recommends The Necktie and Jaguar by Carl Greer, a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase the book, click the link in the sponsor section. Or go to carlgreer.com. That's CARLGREER.com.
Make us part of your daily routine. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey, welcome back, folks. And love that you're here joining us today, especially today, because one of our really dear friends, Rob says an old friend, even though he's not old, but has been on the show many times, is Mark Anthony. And by the way, we've had readings with Mark that have been amazing. A horse came through one time with Mark, and it's a couple horses. So anyway, he talked about that in the last segment. But Mark, we want to tune in to what Rob mentioned about RAFT.
Yeah, R-A-F-T. And this is in reference to how we can use this work, this great research you've been doing, and, you know, how it applies to us in everyday life. So what is your RAFT concept?
Well, the point of the afterlife frequency is to help people understand that there's a scientific basis for this, but the practical aspect as well is to teach them how to be more spiritually, situationally aware. So I was trying to figure out how to explain this when I was writing the book, and I hit the dreaded writer's block. So I thought, okay, I'm turning off the computer. I'm going to go for a walk on the beach because I live near the ocean. So I'm heading down my driveway toward the ocean. All of a sudden, cold chills and tingles start flowing through my body. I'm like, okay. Yeah. And I do an about face and instead go in the opposite direction down this bike path. I said, okay, somebody is telling me to do this. So I'm walking down this bike path, and I see these two objects shining in the sun. And I go to pick them up, and it's a penny and a nickel. And I hear both my parents have passed, and I hear my mother's voice. If they're not heads up, don't touch them, it's bad luck. And I started laughing because my mother's family was of Italian descent, and I swear, Italians, we have a superstition for all occasions, okay?
Yeah, right. Exactly.
To walk under a ladder, God forbid a black cat walks around. I mean, it's all that. You know?
Right.
And so I'm laughing because, I heard mom's voice, and then I hear my dad's voice, you know, the waspy Navy SEAL Pennsylvanian, it's money, grab it. So I'm holding these two coins in my hand, and I'm looking at them. I go, oh, 6 cents. And then I go, wait a second.
Yeah.
6 cents. And then the cold chills and tingles start resonating. Okay, Mom, Dad, what are you trying to tell me? In my mind's eye appears an image of my father standing in the ocean up to his waist in the water, and he's holding this blue canvas raft that he always had.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, he was a Navy SEAL, a scuba diver, swimming instructor. What's he getting at? All of a sudden it hit me. Raft, recognize, accept, feel, trust. And I ran back to my office, flipped on the computer. The words just flew out of me. And that's what they were trying to do that's what they were doing. They were explaining to me by not just sending me the information, but a practical example of recognizing signs from spirits. In my instance, I was taking a walk, getting the cold chills and tingles. That's an EMS, right. Or in this case, two EMSs, interfacing with the electrical system in my body, which, you know, we get cold chills and tingles. It's another reason why people think spirit communication is scary, because it's the same physiological reaction as the flight or fight response. Then I immediately accepted the contact as real. I knew it was Mom and Dad. Now, this is where people get hung up, is step number 3. You got to feel it. Don't overthink it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
People start, I call it, they cross-examine the experience. Oh, this is just my imagination. This is wishful thinking. This can't be. All right, that's where it all, you know, fizzles out. You got to feel it. Don't overthink it. Feel it without fear. And then that'll take you to the 4th step, which is trust it.
Yes.
So you recognize, accept, feel, and trust. And the afterlife frequency, I explain this in great detail, and also practical applications, you know, teach people how to do this to where it becomes second nature. And that's one of the things that I always enjoy when I conduct a reading for you, Brenda, and you, Rob, is you guys, without even realizing it, naturally apply raft. That's why the messages flow and you put it together really quickly.
Yeah.
And then I realized that raft applies not just to a situation like I had where you feel a person around, but you also can apply it to the information received through a medium during a reading. You can also use it to reflect on and get the most out of a near-death experience, a deathbed vision that a loved one is having, out-of-body experiences. And raft applies across the board for all forms of spirit communication.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, it's
beautiful. That's
beautiful.
And
simple. Again, it's always simple, but very profound.
Yeah. I have a little story when we come back after this break that when I was writing raft on my little questions sheet, what appeared on the TV that I just happened to turn on. So we are here with Mark Anthony. We're talking about his really amazing book, The Afterlife Frequency. It's the scientific proof of spiritual contact and how that awareness will change your life. We have more with Mark. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, not just another powder in a capsule. With hundreds of probiotic products to choose from, what makes health experts worldwide consider Dr. O'Hara's probiotics superior? Dr. O'Hara's crowning distinction is the 500-plus postbiotic metabolites produced during its 3-year fermentation process. Why are postbiotics so important? Postbiotics are vital for sustained digestive balance and overall immune health. Postbiotics are fundamental for hormonal balance, weight management, skin care, and brain health. Postbiotics are the Dr. O'Hara advantage that is essential to our health and wellness. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Go to www.essentialformulas.com today to find a retailer near you or search online.
You're listening to Conscious Talk, where everything that happens to you transforms into everything is for you.
What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
Want to hear something different from talk radio? Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, and so glad you're still with us, because we've been having a fascinating conversation with Mark Anthony. He has a new book, and it's The Afterlife's Frequency, the scientific proof of spiritual contact and how that awareness will change your life. So we were talking about your raft concept, Mark, and I was writing down some questions while reading your book, and I just happened to see on the I turned on the television, which I don't usually do when I'm writing questions, right? But I turned it on, and there was a parent of the Parkland teenagers that had been killed. And it was, the story was up because of the sentencing and all that kind of stuff happening. And he told a story that was a perfect raft story. He was asked a question about, you know, how he was going to react, and he said, you know, it's funny, I was at my daughter's grave, and I asked her for a sign. I told her how I felt, what was in my heart, and I asked for a sign if that was going to be okay with her. And he asked for a particular song to be on the radio. And apparently that, you know, when he got back into his car, the song was on the radio.
Wow.
So that was his, you know, really wonderful connection. But, it, you know, he had to recognize it, accept it. He certainly felt it. You know, he burst into tears and
he
trusted it that this was truly his daughter. And so he acted on that. So I thought that's, you know.
Very cool.
Isn't that cool that while I'm reading about raft, this happened? So that's, you know, another synchronicity.
Yes, it is. It is. And yes, synchronicity is one of the concepts I address. And, you know, Rob, when you were explaining that gentleman's encounter with the raft technique, one of the things that I wanted to make clear, let's talk about the T part, the trust. How do you know? How does one trust the message from a spirit? Mm. Well, in this day of social and political turmoil and Parkland with shootings and all this insanity going on in the world, and it's always gone on the world, but, you know, because media were aware of it at lightning speed, there are people going around, so-called shamans and so-called religious, you know, leaders that claim that somehow they're receiving messages from the divine, which is a justification for them to incite people to commit acts of anger, bigotry, hatred, and violence. Mm-hmm. Nothing from the divine, nothing from God, nothing from spirits ever, and let me make this perfectly clear, ever incites anyone to commit acts of anger, bigotry, hatred, or violence. Mm-hmm. Those are byproducts of the human brain. And people who claim, oh, I'm so spiritual and I'm getting this, no. They're looking for a moral justification for their own ego, edging God out, ego-centric desires. Mm-hmm. True messages from the divine, true messages from spirits are not controlling. They're not here to control us or to tell us what to do. They make suggestions. They can perhaps guide us, but it's our own free will. And true messages from spirits are about peace, love, resolution, and healing. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
Yeah. And it's so easy to recognize, and you're right. When you're in that vein of that egoic self that literally edges out God, the God energy or whatever the connection, then you do kind of do crazy things. But I want to ask you, who could benefit the most from reading your book, Mark?
I think anybody who's interested in understanding how life continues beyond the physical and wants a rational explanation for it. You know, I grew up in a belief system which was pretty much predicated on be afraid of God and believe what we're telling you. Mm-hmm. And that never worked for me. Mm-hmm. I want to know, and because, you know, I communicate with spirits, I want to know how this happens, why this happens, where this happens. And so I wrote a book that would be a logical explanation for all of that. And you know, we don't have the time for, there's a lengthy story, but that I could tell about one of the reasons I wrote the book. But a very important one occurred when I was 8 years old. And this is not in the book. I was looking at the stars with my father. He was the NASA engineer. He, you know, he'd worked with astronauts. He had designed all this stuff, and he was my hero. Mm. And we were talking about infinity. Now, that's tough for an 8-year-old, but that's the relationship I had with my dad. And he said, Mark, there's no such thing as a mystery. There's only a question that we don't yet have the answer for. But if you put enough research, enough funding, enough focus, you will find an explanation for everything. And everything can be explained by science, even if we don't currently have the technology to detect it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you know, that's a really important point, because people think that, you know, they could take that and say, well, science is the end all. But it is the end all in that it is the search for the truth, because the truth changes, you know, in this way. Yeah. Our awareness. In other words, Isaac Newton thought that he had discovered everything. And then, you know, of course, along comes Einstein, et cetera, et cetera. But it is that it explained things that we can organize around and then move forward even. So, I love what how your father taught you, because you are talking about the search for the truth, right?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, science is not a static thing.
Right.
You know, and people say, oh, well, you know, what you're saying here, this is fantasy or pseudoscience. Well, in 1926, during an interview, Nikola Tesla said, with advances in telephony and with television, which was still an abstract concept, he said, there will come a time when the entire world will be one universal mind, and we'll have a device that will fit in your coat pocket, a gentleman's breast pocket, that we can not only talk to other people, but see them as well. So, you know, Nikola Tesla was essentially describing a cell phone.
Right.
Right. Right.
And you know, people that heard that, you know, that was, I mean, in fact, Flash Gordon and Buck Rogers hadn't even been invented then.
Right, right.
So this is like, you know, he was like way, way out there. And people thought that was pseudoscience and ridiculous when, I mean, how many times, let me ask all you listeners, How many times today have you looked at your cell phone? Okay.
Yeah.
We take for granted something that was looked at as purely science fiction in the 1920s.
Of course.
Yeah.
So when people say, oh, this is pseudoscience or whatever, and that's why I like to quote Neil deGrasse Tyson, because he said the beauty of science is that you don't have to believe it for it to be true.
There you go.
Yeah.
Yep. Yay. So we got a couple of minutes left, and we want to talk about you have an event coming up on the 30th of this month.
Yeah, that would be your Hallows Eve Spirit Communication, which is obviously Saturday, October 30th, and it's at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and it's online. So,
how are you doing this, Mark? What do people do to tune into this?
Well, go to my website, afterlifefrequency.com, and go to the calendar of events, and you'll see it there. And then click on that, and it'll tell you what to do for tickets. And this is a spirit communication event, and so it's limited. I don't think we're going to have more than 70 people. And even in my public events, I like I don't like these, you know, hundreds and hundreds of hundreds, because I want to get to as many people as possible.
Yeah.
And people say, well, how can you do this online? Why? Because spirits are electromagnetic souls, and electromagnetic energy and everything in the EM spectrum moves at the speed of light, which is the speed that telephone calls are transmitted, the speed that this radio show is being broadcast at. And since the onset of COVID, I've been conducting spirit communication events. This one is sponsored by BrightLive.com. They're presenting it. And so I will be connecting attendees with loved ones in spirit, and it's a very positive and healing experience. Yeah. And you know, Bright Live, I'm a manager. They decided to do it the day before Halloween.
Of course,
great idea.
That's right. That's Cabbage Night, as we knew it. Growing up.
And so you can go to, and we're going to say it again because we got to wrap it up here. Afterlifefrequency.com. And click on his calendar and click on the 30th event, and that's how you can get tickets. And Mark, from our hearts to yours, we love you so much, man, and thank you so very much for everything that you do to help humankind move forward. And folks, we love you as well. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk.
For most of us, the New Year's resolution to lose those extra pounds turns to frustration when the weight bounces back no matter how many calories you cut or how many protein meals you eat. The shocking truth is, it's not your fault. Science discovered that the alkalizing mineral salts our bodies need are no longer found in our food due to our depleted soils, which causes acid buildup in the body and a condition called metabolic acidosis. When you are too acidic, fat forms to protect your body. Thus, your diet actually leads to that dreaded bounce back in weight. What you need is Power pH with BioPH, the most powerful alkalizing ingredient ever developed. The amazing effect of BioPH is that it buffers and removes the acid in your body that causes you to gain weight. Make your weight loss program work with clinically proven Power pH. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com.
Conscious Talk delivers.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.